Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. Yes, it is Wednesday Wisdom, and I am your girl, Miss Coco. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Yes, it is Wednesday, y'all. Hump day. We in the middle of the week. We have made it to the middle of the week, y'all. And boy, do I have some good stories for you to share today and some wisdom for you as well to go along with those stories. So first thing up, Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx has been reportedly in Chicago at a hospital there getting rehab. Yes, he is receiving physical therapy after his medical emergency that he had back here in April. And he's, according to his daughter last week, you know, she released a statement saying that, you know, her dad has been out of the hospital for weeks and he's been, you know, he's been resting and recuperating. And, you know, a lot of the media outlets that have been out here are saying that he's still in the hospital. He's still recovering from his medical emergency and that still needed to pray for him. But she's saying that he's been out. Well, now it's saying that he is in a Chicago rehabilitation center receiving physical therapy. So we definitely want to send out love and light to Jamie, if that is in fact true. And I meant to say allegedly that he was in a Chicago hospital receiving physical therapy. Anyway, we want to send our love and light to Jamie for speedy recovery and that he gets back to doing what he loves to do and what we love for him to do, and that is be funny, act, and sing, but not all at the same time, okay? Jamie, don't do all of them at the same time, okay? We don't need you to be doing all of that and overexhausting yourself. You know what I'm saying? Overexerting yourself. You can do them at different times. You don't have to do everything at once. You don't have to be in every movie. You don't have to have about four or five movies out at once. You know what I'm saying? Do like Denzel. Denzel does about two movies a year, has two movies out a year. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you don't have to have four or five movies out. You don't have to have about four or five albums out. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to get out here and overexert yourself. You want to take a break? You're entitled to do that. You're 55. You know what I'm saying? Take a little R&R. Go on a vacation or two. Spend a month or two if you want to. Do like Taraji did. Taraji went away to Bali for a whole month and just enjoyed herself, you know, rejuvenated. You know, refresh everything. So, you know what I mean? It's okay. We're not going to get mad at you. You know, at least I'm not going to be mad at you if you wanted to take a month or two off. You know what I'm saying? And just recuperate and just re-energize yourself. You know what I'm saying? You're entitled to just chill out. When, you know, I'm 45. You know what I'm saying? There are days when I just want to just do nothing, you know? But I know that I have other things going on that I have to complete. But, baby, once I get done, oh, best believe your girl is going to take her a break. Oh, I try to enjoy life's simple moments, you know, if, you know, from time to time. You know what I'm saying? So enjoy life's simple moments. Live. Just chill out. You ain't got to do all of those things. I urge any and everybody, if you're in the entertainment industry, go ahead and take you some time off. Tell people, no, you can, I got to make the money. Who says you got to make the money? You should already have some money stored up. You know what I'm saying? For the time that you're going to be away. You know what I'm saying? You should not have to sit up here and struggle each and every day, you know, draining yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You know what I'm saying? Take time off. You want to spend time with your family? Go ahead. Spend time with your family. Even if that's a week or two or a month. You know what I'm saying? You're entitled to do it because you deserve to do it, okay? So, Jamie, take your time, baby. Don't rush to try to get back. You know what I'm saying? Take your time. Chill out, bruh. You 55. Take your time. You have been working hard for many, many years, almost 30 years. You deserve to take a long extended vacation where you can be off a month or two. And don't answer your phone. Don't even get on social media if you don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Take time for you, bro. I urge everybody, take time for you. All right? Because you are worth it. You know what I'm saying? You only have one you. You only have one you. So make the most of it and enjoy you. Enjoy you, baby. Get married. You already got kids, so you ain't got to worry about that. Just get married. Find you a good, wholesome girl. Good, wholesome Southern woman. Somebody who don't want your money. Somebody who wants their own money, who establishes their own self. You know what I'm saying? Not these little young girls out here that's 20, 25, 30 years old. They definitely want your money. But you get somebody that's in their 40s and their 50s, guess what? They already established themselves. So obviously they don't want your money. Okay? They're not in it for the money. They're going to be in it for you. They're going to be saying, baby, take your time off. You know what I'm saying? Baby, chill out. You ain't got to be doing all that. I got you. I got you. So speaking of having somebody back. Did y'all hear about Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade? So apparently, I'm going to get on into it. They split everything down the middle 50-50. Well, she also says that if she feels like if she doesn't contribute or have her money or whatever, then what is she going to do? Baby. I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you something. Okay? Back in the day, and the great, you know, we talk about how, oh, our grandparents, you know, they were doing this and they were doing that. Yeah, they took a lot on, especially the women, our grandmothers. They took on a lot by being the nurturers, but they took on other abuse from their spouses, you know, allegedly. And I'm not saying you have to. You could do whatever you want to do in your relationship. That's your relationship. That's how you and your spouse roll. Great. If that works for you and your spouse, great. But you need to have a mentality of we're contributing to our household. When two become one, when two are joined, they have become one. So, yes, you should compile. You work, he work. Y'all should compile your finances together and take from that to be able to afford some of your lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Be able to cover your lifestyle. But you should never have a mentality of, well, if I don't have, I feel like I'm not contributing. No, you're contributing, boo. You're contributing to the household by being the nurturer. You're the parent. You're the other parent. You know what I'm saying? You're taking care of the children. You're making sure that the household is one. That's your job. That's your contribution. To the relationship. You are contributing to the house by running the house, making sure everything is ran smoothly, making sure the kids have what they need, making sure Dwayne has what he needs, you know what I'm saying, as well as yourself, making sure that you have what you need. You Should Rebalance by Torre Roberts. Ah, You Should Rebalance by Torre Roberts. Because, hunty, if he wasn't there, what then what? If you weren't with him, you'll be taking care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? So you should change your mentality of not saying, oh, No, because you're going to be taking care of yourself. You know, you're already doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, I don't want you to have a mentality of, oh, he should be doing all of the things. No, we should all play our part. We should all play our part, whether whoever is more financially stable than the other. We should all play a part. You know what I'm saying? When I get married, I'm letting my man know, like, look, we need to sit down, discuss what we're going to do as far as our relationship when it comes to the household. You know what I'm saying? I will make sure that the house is ran smoothly. That means if you go, you're working or whatever. Say, for instance, if I was married to Dwayne Wade, and I'm just saying this is allegedly, hypothetically, if I was married to a person like Dwayne Wade and knowing that he will be traveling for months out of the year, 9 months out of the year is how often they play, right? I guess about 9 to 10 months out of the year. Well, if he has a schedule where he's not always at home and yet he says he sends the money home, guess what would I do with that money? I'll make sure the house is taken care of. That means the lights is on. You know what I'm saying? If my money's in it too. You know what I'm saying? My money's in it because I do work too. I'm not just going to be sitting on my butt. I ain't trying to get no fatter and my butt get flatter. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to make sure that the house is ran. Bills are paid. You know, the kids have what they need. Food is in the house. So when he does finally come home, everything is going to be taken care of. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel like it should be ran. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm contributing as well. My finances. We're compounding our money together. You know, what Steve Harvey says in his book, every couple should have four accounts. There's one that you pay the bills from. There's another one for emergencies. There's your own personal account. And you know what I'm saying? And then you have your own personal account. You know, I feel like, because there are things that I may want to do. I may not want to go to my husband and say, babe, I need some money so I can go get my nails done, my hair did, my feet done, you know, get all this stuff, get a massage and all that stuff. I want to be able to have my own because I don't want to be the kind of woman to be sitting on my butt. You know, well, he's gone to work. I'm just chilling at the house, spending up the money. No. Girlfriend's going to be doing something. Just what she's doing right now, I'm going to be doing something too. I'm going to be writing some books. If I'm at home, I'm writing. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to be running my company because that's why I'm establishing it now. That's why I think men should get with somebody their own age and not get with these little girls, these 20, 30-year-old girls, because that's what they want. They want somebody to take care of them. I can take care of myself. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're talking about taking care of me, I need you to protect me from these crazy people out here, making sure ain't nobody trying to shoot me. You know, ain't nobody trying to break in the house. You know what I mean? Making sure that I'm safe while you're gone. Then that's a different taking care of. You know what I'm saying? But no, as far as like you taking care of me financially, no, you ain't got to take care of me financially. Yes, we both have to be financially stable. Like my money today is financially stable for me to take care of me. But when we come together, both of our monies combined will be for us and our house. And then the children that is within that household, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever the business ventures we decide to go in together. You know what I'm saying? Some people need to be reprogrammed. Your mind needs to be reprogrammed. So anyways, you know, I just feel like some women need to make sure that they are not going into, you know, going into, oh, I feel like if I don't contribute or if I don't, you know, do my part, then he's going to leave me. If he leaves, then oh, he wasn't meant to be with you anyway. So anyways, we're going to take another break. We're going to go ahead and take our first break right now here on the Midnight Cocoa Show. You're listening to Wednesday Wisdom, baby. Yes, you are. And I want you to continue to listen to us. Make sure you're following us on social media. at Midnight Coco on Twitter, Encore Radio on Instagram, and Coco Radio on Facebook. Or visit our official website at www.cocoshow.webs.com. Keep it locked. We'll be right back with more of Wednesday Wisdom here on blogtalkradio.com. This is the Midnight Coco Show, and I'm your girl, Miss Coco. Keep it locked. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break.
joining me. I am Dr. Liberia Dent, founder of Living Sacrifice Ministries International, Sisters International, and Faith Deliverance Temple. I'm inviting you to Living Sacrifice Ministries' new broadcast day and hours. We will be broadcasting on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We are moving from Sundays, 7 a.m. to Saturdays, 10 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Would you join me on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. God bless you and God keep you. I will see you there this Saturday, the first Saturday in March. God bless you and God keep you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you.
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your girl, Miss Coco, and this is Wednesday Wisdom. Yes, before the break, we talked about Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade splitting everything 50-50. And, you know, and I understand where she, both of them are coming from, but I feel that now, you know, a lot of people have trust issues. You know, and it's like, well, I don't know if you're going to be in it with me for the money. But it's like, Gabrielle is like older, so it's like, Dwayne, you don't have to worry about, you know, she's financially stable, you're financially stable, so you don't have to deal, you don't have to worry about whether she's just in it for the money. You know what I'm saying? She has her own life, her own career. And that's where I feel like most men, I know they say, oh, well, I want to be with somebody that's in their 20s and 30s because I want some babies, I want kids. Okay, well, guess what? You can do that, you know? I mean, but the thing about it is when you get with a woman that is in her 20s and 30s, you got to think about the mentality, you know, where the mentality is. You know, it's not just getting with somebody that's going to give you babies, you know what I'm saying? But you have to think about the mentality. Like, oh, girl, I'm with such and such got money. He paid. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get him to create me this business. I'm going to be a socialite. Because that's where a lot of young women now are, mentally. That's where their mindsets are. But if you get with somebody that is in your age bracket, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you're in your 20s, if you're a dude and you're in your 20s, then, of course, you marry somebody. I think everybody should be with somebody that in their own age bracket. I really feel like that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like because then you can build something. You know what I'm saying? If you get with somebody that's in their 40s and 50s and you're in your 40s and 50s, guess what? You're both on the same mature level. You know what I'm saying? Versus getting with somebody, you're in your 50s, and that person is in their 20s or 30s. And it's like, the mentality is kind of off. The maturity level is kind of off. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you get with somebody that's in their 40s and their 50s, they're already thinking about, okay, what I need to make sure that I'm preparing for when I am in my 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s. You know what I'm saying? So they're establishing, you know, life insurance, they're establishing health insurance, they're establishing, you know, real estate, they're establishing retirement, you know what I'm saying? So if you're in your 50s, you want to get with somebody who's already in that mental space, not somebody who's trying, oh, girl, I need to go get my nails did, I need to do, and the 40 and 50-year-old, yeah, they're getting their nails did, they're keeping up their self-care, but They're also thinking about, I got to make sure that the kids have a college fund set up. I got to make sure that the, you know what I'm saying, all these things are in place, because when they get ready to go to college, you know what I'm saying, then I ain't got to worry about, you know, how they're going to be, how this and that is going to be paid. All that stuff is already taken care of. You know, I don't have to worry about, you know, oh, how am I going to, you know, be able to survive in my retirement age. You know what I'm saying? So speaking of retirement age, did y'all hear about Phoenix Suns? Well, Phoenix Suns on Saturday, they let go of their head coach, Monty Williams. And the reason why, after four seasons now, the reason why they let him go is because he didn't meet expectations of taking the team to the next level in the playoffs. So they said, you're out of here. You know, the Phoenix lost to Milwaukee Bucks 4-2. The series was 4-2. And they said, you're out of here, Monty. You're not meeting expectations. But it takes time. You do realize, people, it takes time to build. You know what I'm saying? Okay, he got y'all to the playoffs. I can't even remember the last time the Phoenix played. I haven't been paying attention to the Phoenix anyway. But I can't remember the last time Phoenix went to the playoffs. What, back in 2021? Is that when it was? Okay, here's 2023. Yes, you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But now you just got rid of this guy. You got rid of Monty Williams. And you're going to bring in another head coach. Why do that? Now, the players that you already have there, they got to get used to a new head coach, got to get used to his system. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense, Phoenix. Like, what y'all doing over there? What y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? Now, this man got to go find him another job, because you done cut off his retirement. You know, he was probably thinking about, oh, well, I'm going to stay with the Suns, you know, until I get ready to retire. Now, he got to go find him another job. You know what I'm saying? Set up something there, you know, some retirements there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't even give him enough time to even establish himself good. You know, four seasons? Y'all, okay, four seasons is not a lot of time. I could see if he had been with the franchise for about 10 seasons or 15 seasons, and y'all hadn't gotten to the playoffs, or y'all hadn't reached to the got to the NBA Finals. The man has gotten y'all there. He had, you know what I mean? And this is like, what, the second time he's gotten y'all to the playoffs. So I don't understand. Four seasons, I could see, like I said, 10 and 15, and he's never, you know, contributed to the success of the franchise and gotten the franchise to the playoffs or even to the second, what is the semifinals? You know what I'm saying? I could see if that is the case. But y'all got to do better with your thought process, people. What is really going on? Oh, and speaking of what's really going on, why in the world are these Philadelphia cheering out here jumping on people's cars? Like, is that what we really doing? We jumping on folks' cars because we boys, but we going to get on people's cars. They're going to be stopped at the lights and at the stop sign. We just going to jump on their car. I advise all the children in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, go read some books, educate your mind. You boys, y'all, video games ain't, are the video games no longer an interest to you? Because that's what y'all was into. Be creative, create a robot, you know what I'm saying? Put all that energy that you doing and putting it on these, jumping on these people's cars. Put that energy into building some robots. Be creative. Be scientifically creative. You know what I'm saying? Don't go out here blowing up nothing. You know? Go tell your mama, say, Mama, you know what? I think I want to try to build a robot. Go to the library, check out some books that's on how to build robots. You know what I'm saying? Channel that energy, that bad, negative energy, into something more useful. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going into the future, y'all. Y'all ain't going to know how to work on these, you know what I'm saying, know how these robots work. So go ahead and start doing it, figuring out how robots work. So when our robot does come to life and you have one in your house and they're doing everything for you, you at least know how it works. And if they start acting crazy like the movie iRobot, then you'll know how to reset that thing. You know, like, oh, you acting crazy, I'm going to reset you. Okay, so this is what I was going to do. You know what I'm saying? Let's channel that energy, y'all, into something better and more productive, and stop jumping on people's cars like something wrong, like something wrong with you. And where are the parents? Where are the parents at? I'm going to need y'all millennials that's having these Gen Z children. I'm going to need y'all to sit down with your kids, have a conversation, say, baby, we can't be doing all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand you feel like, mama, I ain't got nothing going on. You know what? How about you go in there, learn how to cook? What Bobby Brown say? He was always getting in trouble. His mama was calling him into the kitchen to help her cook. So now Bobby got Bobby Brown Foods. Not getting paid for that, y'all. Go to BobbyBrownFoods.com and order you some Bobby sauce. Barbecue sauce. You know, get you some spices and some herbs and stuff. So Bobby Dunn Creed said, okay, hey, when I get ready to retire from this music game, I got some of Bobby Brown Foods. I'm going to need y'all to do like Bobby Brown, go in that kitchen and start cooking with your mamas and your daddies. You know what I'm saying? Don't blow up nothing. You know, don't blow up the kitchen now by going in and burning down the kitchen with trying to cook by yourself. No, you need to be supervised, especially if you don't know how to cook. Be supervised when you're in the kitchen with your parents learning how to cook. Don't do it by yourself. Always be supervised, okay? That's just a little message from me. But we're going to take another break. It's your girl, Miss Coco. You're listening to Wednesday Wisdom here on the Midnight Coco Show on blogtalkradio.com. Stay tuned, y'all, because we got more on the way. We're going to talk about this Florida, the Satan, and we're going to talk about Jay Morant, too. So keep it locked. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show on blogtalkradio.com. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break.
Again, you'll never have all the answers.
It's glam time, just in time for spring. Hey ladies, do you love playing dress up for that special guy in your life? Or how about a girl's night out? Well, Glam Time Beauty Supply has all of your beauty needs. Yes, from makeup to beauty products and everything in between. Just log on to Instagram at Glam Time Beauty Supply. And let them know that your girl, Miss Coco, sent you. That's Glam Time Beauty Supply for all of your beauty needs. We're back. You're listening to The Midnight Coco Show. I am your girl, Miss Coco. And this is Wednesday Wisdom. When you go onto Instagram, make sure you hit on the magnifying icon to search for Glam Time Beauty Supply. Yes, search for Glam Time Beauty Supply on Instagram and be sure to let her know that the girl Miss Coco sent you over. Yes, hunty. So let's get back into this Wednesday current events, life lessons, y'all, because I just don't understand. You got the children. The children out there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, jumping on people's cars, and then you got Jay Morant over here flashing guns on social media. Now, I don't know what's going on with the children. I don't understand. I understand that, you know, you want to protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's great. That's why you hire a security team to protect you. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you get to a new level in your life. You're in the NBA. You're in the entertainment industry. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't just walk out here on the streets like everybody else. So you hire a security team that can protect you. But why? Oh, why? Oh, why? Oh, why? Oh, why? Oh, why? Oh, why? As Tevin Campbell would say, why would you get a gun and flashes it on social media? Why would you even let your friends take pictures or video you holding the gun? Why are you holding the gun? Why? That's the bigger question. Why are you holding the gun? Why you hold the gun? Homeboy Eatington, you are in the NBA. You Yes, I understand you want to protect yourself because you know it's all people, kind of crazy people out here. I get that. But that's why you hire a security team. Again, hire a security team, you know, that can protect you. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand what's the fascination with guns, y'all. I get that you want to protect yourself. But why are you flashing the guns, people? You don't need to have multiple guns out here. One or two, you know, will do. But 55 million of them? No. You know, you don't have to have all those things. And I'm exaggerating when I say 55 million. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to have multiple guns like that. Two is fine. You need to have two to protect you and your family. Okay, I get that. Because one go out, you got another one to back up. Make sure you have plenty of bullets. I feel like what they should be doing. I'm like Chris Rock. Bullets should cost about $10,000. You know what I'm saying? If guns are so cheap, then the bullets don't need to be. Guns out here being cheap, bullets don't need to be cheap. They need to be expensive. Because people, they don't know how to be, you know, they don't know how to think wisely when you are carrying something that is dangerous. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I'm not saying he was doing anything dangerous, but it's like you need to be more careful when it comes to, you know, what you're doing. Because you got little kids that look up to you. You know what I'm saying? You got kids looking up to you. And, you know, you don't want to be out here giving them a bad example of what not to do. You know what I'm saying? So I am glad that he spoke out and that he said that he is, you know, he's totally responsible for his actions. He apologized to the community, you know, his teammates, the NBA, and everything, you know, and all the kids that look up to him. You know what I'm saying? Well, he might not have done that, but he did take accountability for his actions. You know what I'm saying? He took accountability. And that's all it is, taking accountability for your actions when you make a mistake. Take accountability for your actions when you make a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Don't just go out here and be doing stuff and never, you know, taking accountability for it. You know what I'm saying? So speaking of taking accountability, what the heck is Ron DeSantis doing? I'm sorry, DeSantis doing? What is he doing? He don't want black people to ever exist. And this is a man who wants to run for president. Y'all see what's going on? My people, do you see what's going on? So this man has defunded the DEA and public school. Do y'all know what that is? Diversity, equality, and inclusion. I think that's what it means. Yeah, diversity, equality, and inclusion in the public schools. That means it could affect sororities, fraternities, of the black schools, which he really is trying to do. Like, he don't want those black schools to have diversity, equality, and inclusion. He don't want black people to be existent, to be recognized or acknowledged. He is trying to really erase the blackness when your state is majority black and brown people. Your state is made up of majority black and brown people. And you want to get votes? That's the votes that you need to be trying to cater to, is the black and brown community. Dude. But why are you out here trying to erase all of that? So, You know, and then there was a statement that was made by Luther Campbell, you know, a.k.a. Luke and the Two Live Crew. So he basically said, you know what? I think it's our responsibility as black people to teach our children our history. We should not leave it up to teachers in school. We should be teaching our children our history. And I kind of agree. We do need to teach our children our history. We need to let them understand and know that, yes, slavery was real. Yes, Harriet Tubman did free slaves. Yes, Frederick Douglass was a major pioneer in American history. Yes, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, you know, Andre Young. There's so many people who Rosa Parks, Coretta Scott King, all these people who were a part of the what we know today as the Civil Rights Movement were pioneers in American history. They helped. We need to be teaching our kids that. We need to teach our kids how to be safe when they're out here by themselves and we're not around. Don't go to no strangers. And we also need to teach them our history. We need to teach them our history, where we came from. We came from Africa, where the word nigger came from. Yep, I said the word, the N-word, where the word nigger came from. Well, the word nigger came from niggas, which means king in Ghana. Yes, N-E-G-U-S. Is what the word, how the word is actually spelled, y'all. Look it up. Look it up. N-E-G-U-S is niggas, right? They turned it around, flipped it, and made it the E-R, the nigger. You know, yep, I said it here on the Midnight Cocoa Show here. We need to learn, teach our children that, yes, we were kings and queens from Africa. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Ethiopian. The word that came from Ethiopia. But it was originally spelled N-E-G-U-S. Yes, you learned some history. So you need to teach our kids that. You know what I'm saying? Teach our children our history. All of my Hispanic, Latin community, teach your children your history. How Mexico fought for freedom. Talk about the Aztec. Is it Aztec? I think that's how it's pronounced. You know what I'm saying? Talk about your people. Teach your children your history, where you came from. You know what I'm saying? So I think we all, because guess what? Guarantee you the Koreans teach their children about their history. The Asian communities teach their kids. The Japanese community teach their kids about their history, who they are, where they came from. Did y'all know that there were black Asians, black Japanese? Yeah. Well, everybody came from us. Everybody came from us. But they're trying to deny, I didn't come from black people. Yes, you did. We were the first people here, baby. And everybody came from us. Don't you see the makeup of our skin, the tone of our skin? We come in various colors and shades. We come in various shades, baby. Okay? So anyway, what is his name? DeSantis, whatever the man name is. Please stop. Don't stop trying to erase our history. And I just don't feel like you should run for no president. I really don't. Because I don't. I don't think you should run. Heck, I don't even think Code Orange needs to run for no president. I really feel like we need, if we're going to have somebody to run this country, we need somebody that is going to be upstanding, has a heart, believes in having morals and values, remembers what the Declaration of Independence stood for. Yes, it may not include us black people, but it had some type of foundation where everyone was included. There was equality for all people. that, what does it say? That all men are created equal. Why is it that it's so hard for people to understand that we are all, we should all be created equal? You know what I'm saying? We should all be created equal. We should not be separated, but we should be all created equal. You know what I mean? So anyway, we're going to take our final break, but we're going to come back with more of the Midnight Coco Show. It's your girl, Miss Coco, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Keep it up. We got more on the way. We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It's here, Miss Coco, y'all. Yes, auntie. We are back with more of Wednesday Wisdom. And I just want to let you all know that no matter what, you make sure that you change your mindset. Not think negative about yourself and others around you. And start thinking more positively. You can be someone amazing. You can make a difference. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we got a lot going on out here, you know, in this country, around the world. But all it takes is one person to to make a difference, to change the entire trajectory of our thoughts. It starts with our thoughts, because, you know, we can be influenced by negativity and seeing so much stuff that we can get in our mind and say, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. You can do anything. All you got to do is change your mind, change your mindset. You know what I'm saying? When I first started doing the show back here in 2009, you know, I had a vision of, oh, I was going to talk about this, I was going to have guests, and I still do those things. However, I ended up changing. Like, I don't think I want it to be like this. If I'm going to talk about current events, I'm going to give life lessons. I'm going to give advice that is going to help people, not harm them. You know what I'm saying? So I want you all to think about who you want to be, what kind of legacy you want to leave, what kind of reputation do you want your children to be proud of, your great-grandchildren to be proud of. You know what I'm saying? So think about those things. And let's make a difference. Let's change how we think, how we see others. Because 9 times out of 10, if we step outside of ourselves and start thinking better, then the world will be a better place. I really feel that. The world could be a better place if we just change the way we think and the way we see others. You know what I mean? Stop thinking that everybody is a bad person. Everybody's not bad. You know what I'm saying? We do bad things, but everybody's not a bad person. People do bad things, but they're not. That doesn't mean that they're bad. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? When they hold themselves accountable for their actions, they realize, okay, you know what? I shouldn't have done that. I was a mistake. My bad. I shouldn't have done that. Let me start doing something better. Let me start doing better and being better. You know what I'm saying? So reach out a hand to somebody, because you never know. That could be the next, you know, mayor, governor, city official, police chief, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you got to stop thinking the worst about a person. Black people are not bad. I really want people to stop thinking that black people are bad. African-American people are not bad. They do bad things. Some people do bad things, but that does not mean that they're bad. We are not bad. We're not, we're not raised in the jungles. You know what I'm saying? We all are not out here trying to destroy, you know, our communities. You know what I'm saying? We just are lost. We're trying to figure out how we get through this thing each and every day. You know what I'm saying? So help somebody, encourage someone, give them a little advice that, hey, you can do this a different way. You don't have to do it the way that you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? You can think better. Educate yourselves. And just think, oh, because somebody said, oh, they black, they bad, they this, they horrible. I could think the same thing about you, but I choose not to, because I believe that there are some good people out here. Everybody is not a bad person, okay? They just do bad things. And those things can be changed if we have more of a positive life, more of a positive role models and positive examples, okay? All right, that's going to do it for me, your girl, here on the Midnight Coco Show on blogtalkradio.com. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you back here next time. Until then, feel free to be you and live for the day like it is your last, because life has its struggles, but always take a sip of cocoa, and guess what? You'll be all right. I'm your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show. I'll see you back here next time. Peace.